This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. More good news for the American labor market today. Another drop in first-time claims for unemployment benefits. 281,000 people filed last week, the fewest in a year and a half. Pandemic layoffs are decreasing, yes, but it's also true that lots of workers are leaving their jobs voluntarily for lots of reasons, as we've been telling you. And employers are having trouble filling those openings. Where then do you suppose the workers who are leaving their jobs are going? Marketplace's Kristen Schwab takes a look.
Right now, it is statistically more difficult to become a receptionist than it is to get into Harvard. That's according to data from ZipRecruiter, where Julia Pollack is chief economist.
I have a lot of bad news for job seekers in certain occupations. Some are much more competitive, even.
Some of these jobs are specialized or senior roles, but a lot of them are what Pollack calls pleasant jobs with predictable schedules in customer service or communications, also jobs like airport security.
So jobs where you have some degree of prestige, perhaps a uniform, and a union looking out for your interests.
And growing interest in these jobs that are more stable and have better pay and benefits makes sense when you compare them to jobs that require similar skills and are begging people to come back. Think less predictable or less protected industries like trucking or restaurants. Daniel Zhao, an economist at Glassdoor, says understaffing has gotten so bad in those categories that it's actually compounding the problem and contributing to even more turnover.
If you're a worker at a restaurant and suddenly the restaurant is short-staffed, it's going to be that much harder for you to actually manage your shift.
People are tired, burnt out, fed up, and a lot of them are looking for a new work-from-home lifestyle. Glassdoor says search for remote roles is up more than 350% in the last year. Whether everyone can get one is a different story. Jesse Rothstein is a labor economist at UC Berkeley.
I don't think it's reasonable to think that we're going to transition millions of hospitality and food service workers into IT jobs.
He says eventually something's got to give, whether it's employers upping pay to attract workers or job growth in some sectors petering out. Or the end of this virus, which is still very much alive and still keeping many people away from public-facing work. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.